Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
Honey, welcome to the show, folks. That's right, you got the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. Don't forget to ask him about the great book he has authored entitled Mercury Free. I bet you if you buy one, he'd even autograph that thing for you. Matter of fact, I know he would. All right, I am Christopher Hart, and along with me in the studio is the chairman of the board, and of course that would be Mike McBath, and then on the bridge we have Nick LeCicero. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Just grab that phone and give us a call, and we're going to be doing another contest, so you'll want to have that. Actually, you probably need to just go ahead and program that phone number into your phone. As I said, Mike's back in the studio tonight, and we got a lot to talk about. Barack's over there in Paris making trouble for us all again. We'll be talking about that. Mitch McConnell is making threats again. His red lines are about as distinct and as good as Barack's are. Did you know that there are fish in the streets of Miami? No, I'm not talking about at the shops on the corner. According to the president, they are swimming in the streets in Miami. And we'll be talking about all of that, but you know, something important has come across the desk here, and just the other day, as a matter of fact, I was watching TV and stumbled on this old movie called The Warriors. Mm. And on The Warriors, they had they never showed her whole face, but they showed this woman who was a black woman, and she was the disc jockey, and she would send messages out to the gang, which was called the Warriors, right?
Right.
She'd go, "Are you warriors out there? Mm-hmm. It's time to pick up them things and do whatever it is they do, right?" Well, we got a similar announcement today, Mike.
This is just a shocking announcement, and this really will involve, if we have any local Islamic jihadists here in Central Florida, I think it's important for them to listen to our next message.
This is a bulletin for local jihadists.
In your ISIS manual, check under virgin. This is very important. If you commit jihad and die, contrary to your ISIS, you will not get 72 virgins in heaven. You will get a 72-year-old woman who is a virgin. You might now reconsider your plans. This is very important. You understand the distinction.
Slight typo there, I guess.
No, I know. This is something. When I saw this come across, it certainly is not going to be relevant to 99.99%, but I think if you are happen to be sitting out there, you should understand not 72 virgins.
It's 72-year-old virgin.
Okay. So I would reconsider my plans.
Who says we don't do everything we can here to thwart terrorist acts, right?
That's exactly. Well, this is about the equivalent of Obama, you know, talking about, right, the environment and how he's going to fight ISIS with his environmental capabilities. Well, oh, my.
You know, as I was watching his press conference from Paris this morning, I was bemused. Wasn't really surprised, but bemused to hear that on a sunny day, this was in response to a question, and it was went something like this. I'm paraphrasing. He said, "If you don't believe that global climate warming is going on, all you have to do is go to Miami. When on a sunny day at high tide, the streets are flooded, and there are actually fish swimming in the streets of Miami." And I thought to myself, well, that's sure news to me.
You know, he was probably so stupid. He was in the Isle of Mirada and didn't realize that's not part of Miami. You know, like, hello.
Duh. You know? Those are canals, you fool.
I know. There was. Hello. It was Isle of Mirada, not Miami.
But, you know, then he said it. This is the thing about liberals, though. They say
God.
It with a straight face.
I know. It's pathetic. You know?
Because they believe it. They are so gullible themselves. And then that's what makes them so frustrated with us, because we're not gullible like that.
I know. If you have any brain, you just look right through this guy. Now, I wanted to ask you, Chris, do you think the day's press conference that he looked actually Reagan-esque at all?
No.
Because I was thinking he might have done something like this. Mr. Putin, tear down that smokestack. Or Baghdadi, tear down those flowers.
Oh,
I mean, this guy is so far off to the left.
Well, indeed he is. But he's right at home with most of the people who are there with him. And there are a number of world leaders there. As a matter of fact, I made a comment yesterday to Abe Katzman. Can you imagine trying to get a spot at the local airport, right?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, here they are touting all of these programs to reduce carbon emissions into the atmosphere. And lo and behold, just this one meeting is responsible for
300,000 tons of carbon by just this two-week meeting. I mean, can you imagine what they're doing to their own cause? But that's right. They don't really care. But I think, Chris, the next time I take my recyclable garbage out, I'm just going to go like this. Take that, ISIS! I mean, this guy
That'll show him.
I mean, don't you really wonder, when he starts seeing fish in the streets of Miami, is this guy drug and plague?
Drug
is
impaired?
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, I wished it was as simple as that. No, this guy is mentally impaired because he is so much of a liberal. And this is what liberalism will get you. It'll get your brain impaired, that's for sure.
Fish in the street of Miami.
Yeah.
Can you imagine reporters listening to this who are trying to be like, what's he talking about?
If you don't believe me, read the transcript from his question and answer session today. I wrote it down. And street flooding during high tide on a sunny day in Miami. That's
like
our president.
I say, Chris, it sounds to me he got Isle Mirada mixed up with Miami. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, what a joker.
And he also said, actually, he laid out four goals that they're trying to achieve at this meeting in Paris. And they'll come away with something. As a matter of fact, I believe they've already got it pretty much worked out. They're just going over the frivolous things. But they will set what he called ambitious targets that seek to lower global carbon emissions and create what he called a low carbon global economy. In other words,
we'll have high unemployment, right?
Well,
that's actually what you mean.
And there'll be also high starvation.
Of course.
High people suffering in the summer and freezing in the winter.
That's right.
All of that comes with the low carbon. And by the way, carbon is good for the atmosphere. And if the atmosphere gets too much carbon, guess what? The atmosphere knows how to take care of it. Sir James Lovelock, who's now a big global warming nut, actually documented in one of his books how microorganisms regulate the atmosphere in terms of the gases in it. Mm-hmm. Not the temperature, but the gases. In other words, if there's too much carbon in the atmosphere, microorganisms will take care of it. They will eat it, or they will produce something that will counterbalance it. And by the way, our atmosphere is so finely balanced by these little creatures that if the amount of oxygen in our atmosphere just went up by a couple of percentages, the next time old Barack went to spark up a doobie, he'd blow us all to kingdom come.
Mm-hmm.
That's how finely tuned our atmosphere is. And these bozos think that they are going to be able to do better than nature? Give me a break. So they're going to set ambitious targets that will be, he says, legally binding. In other words, forget about the United States and having sovereignty and the Congress and you having private property rights or anything like that. No. Periodic reviews also is part of the process here. So as science changes, in other words, when they decide that things look even worse than what they proposed before because computer models show that they look worse and it's going to happen worse, that they will be able to ramp up the pain and suffering. And then they are also going to have what he calls a climate fund to help, quote-unquote, developing countries to leapfrog present dirty technologies. So, and guess who's going to pay for it? Of course, we will. And these are the goals of this meeting.
No fundraisers in between any of those lines? There's probably about 500 fundraisers everywhere, right?
The Bill Gates is there.
Yeah.
And he's pledging his support for the concern. And, you know, and this once again is from the president in his press conference this morning from Paris. I was a little bemused again. Because and the president himself is engaged in these similar criticisms of Donald Trump, old Moby Dick. And their criticisms are something like this. Well, he never says any specifics. All he does is says he's going to take care of the problem and that's going to be it. Well, he touted the fact that Bill Gates said this morning that, well, he didn't really realize the problem was this bad, but, we're just going to come up with the technology to solve it. And Barack Obama presents that as though, wow, golly, now it's, we can all sort of rest assured. Bill Gates has said he's going to solve the global warming problem. He's going to make sure we invent the proper technology to solve
Bill
the problem.
Pay for everything. I mean, to cost the American industry financially and the jobs lost to this country, you know, this is never brought up with all this garbage. And Bill Gates, why don't you cover? I'm not going to talk about that.
Hey, the guy's worth almost $100 billion.
Yeah. We have spent
$100 billion mm-hmm. since Barack Obama became president on this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why doesn't he just reimburse the U.S. Treasury? Right? He says he doesn't want to die. He doesn't want to die with all that money. He's going to put it in the foundation. We'll let the foundation be the U.S. Treasury.
Yeah, he could cover that.
Yeah.
I don't see any big problem with that.
If government's a big solution for the problem, why not give them all the resources you can give them there, Billy boy?
Yeah,
you're going to come up with another invention, make you another $100 million on our backs, right, to solve the problem.
Yeah, that's the problem with all this, all these meetings. I mean, it's just massive tax money spent for, you know, what they call an entertaining day. And imagine where he stayed, in all seriousness. His entourage that went with him.
Oh, boy.
Did you see that article just the other day on a recent G20 meeting in London? He brought over 500 staff people along. Now, imagine the cost of 500 staff people. Then I had to laugh at this, of 200 of them were Secret Service agents. 200? You needed that many for you? And six doctors. He brought his chef and his kitchen staff. He brought 35 vehicles. And he's really concerned about carbon, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think so, Chris?
Yes, sir.
And then he brought, how about this? He brought four speech writers, and he brought, I have to say this. This is probably the only thing. He had 12 teleprompters.
He can't go anywhere without those.
America's money.
His teleprompters are like Lioness's blanket. He cannot go. It's a security, right?
Can you identify this individual?
And here's the irony, too, with Bill Gates being there right in the middle of all this, old Billy boy. Now, of course, we know that in the computer age, when we finally get to the computer age, you'll be able to teleconference. Did you know that in the future, you're going to be able to actually teleconference? Did you know that, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it on TV.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, was that in that movie?
Star Trek or something. But yeah, you'll actually be able to sit in your office and see people clear on the other side of the world and talk to them real time and actually have a lot of people do it. You won't even have to get on an airplane and go there with a huge entourage.
So I don't need to take 500 people with me?
No, you won't have to do that in the future.
Wow. I think I might try that and say, about $100 million. No, I don't care about them. Are you kidding me? Let's go.
It's on our dime.
Yeah,
why should I care?
Yeah.
All right, we got a bank full of phone calls. We'll take those when we come back after this short break. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. And I'm not kidding, folks. One day in the future, you'll actually be able to teleconference, just like on the Jetsons. You'll be able to call people on your phone and see them while you're talking to them. I'm not kidding. It will happen.
Back to the future.
I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles.
When it sizzles. Oh, the world is just a sizzling. I can hear it snap, crackling, pop.
That might be Brock's one of his favorite tunes. You know, he keeps seems to be going there all the time. I wonder what hotel he stays at, where he dines, right?
Yeah, I'd say snapping his fingers, singing,
he's a swinging
singing
single.
That song, smoking a cigarette, sipping bourbon.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Mike, you're up first. Brad, you'll be next. Mike, thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You guys have a great show, as always, and I wanted to share with you my laughter yesterday.
All right.
I read the paper, and the article was about the killing in Paris. And unbelievable. I read the thing, and I thought, oh, it's going to tell me that this is exactly what Mohammed told them to do. But you know what the paper really said? The killing in Paris was driven by global warming.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
The paper said that?
Yeah.
The paper said that. It
God.
It also said the fighting for ISIS was caused by the same thing, the drought there.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It's the only time I rarely bust out laughing when I read articles. I laughed so hard I won't. On my chair. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. As a matter of fact, you're right. They are saying that the drought that was caused, and by the way, these droughts are cyclical. They've happened all through.
Right.
I mean, this is an arid desert region of the world. Droughts are not, you know, unusual there. This is just another way to try to find an excuse to make an excuse, I should say, for what is really going on here. And that is that Muslims hate anybody that's not a Muslim, and they're dead set on taking over the world, no matter how long it takes or how nasty and dirty the job is. And that's what it is at the end of the day. So
they went from global cooling to global warming to climate change. Yeah, we have climate change. But I'll tell you what really worries them. That makes us take our eye off the ball, which is the
Seeding
civilization.
You're absolutely right.
Enamored with this nonsense. And if you look at science, I'm a scientist, there are three major cycles. One is 405,000 years long. The other one's like 22,000 years long. One 13,000 years long. We know that our Earth wobbles. We always have had climate change. Always have had climate change. But it's not man-made.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, it's a misnomer because climate change is good. If the climate were not changing, we would not be able to exist. It is the changing of the seasons, the changing of the climate, and indeed from one year even to the next, that makes it possible for us to grow food and vegetation. Mike, thanks for the call. Great call. Appreciate
thanks,
you being
Mike.
Out there. See, we've, the smartest people listen to us. The guy's a scientist.
A scientist.
Yes, sir.
I would think he'd be listening to another channel.
No. He's
I'm
tuned
kidding.
Into the right place, as is Rick. Rick, you're up next. Thanks for calling.
You're on a subject that just brings out the ire in me.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, if
which one?
Obama
which
is,
one? Climate change or Obama?
Yeah, of course.
That's what I thought. Go ahead.
Okay. if Obama is such an ego freak, what was one of the first things he did when he took over GM? He eliminated the hydrogen fuel cell project, which was within a year to 2 years of being marketable. Cars running on hydrogen.
Well, we can't have that.
No, because they can't tax it as easily as they can oil.
Right, and they can't. It would have been. That's not where his donors' money was. His donors' money was in solar power and these biofuels, and that's why he went in that direction.
How about the elimination of all the stock?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. He made a lot of friends with that one.
Yeah, go ahead, real quick.
He was elected. He said he was going to streamline the approval process for nuclear power plants. How many have gotten licensed since he was elected?
Yeah, not a one, right? Hey, thanks a lot, Rick. Up against the hard break. Excellent call. Great points. We'll be right back.
Yo! Welcome back. I'm Mike McBath with Christopher Hart. I'm glad we're going to have Hacksaw here tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Live in studio.
I know. He's tweeting right now, and I'm serious about that, to his 200,000 followers on Twitter.
Wow.
About the show and the fact he'll be on. Hacksaw, he's actually coming in town, you'll love this, Chris, for our NFL meeting.
Oh, yeah.
/ party. And
tomorrow night.
We'll probably have about 40 NFL players, and we'll have about 20 business people who are involved with us in charity work and everything. And but this guy is such a great guy. But if you're listening, I still laugh about this guy. He's one of the most articulate people you'll ever meet. And he actually, he went to SMU. You know, they all think he's from parts unknown. You know how they label these wrestlers and
right,
everything.
Right, right.
So it's going to be fun tomorrow. So,
yeah.
You know, tune in.
Tune in. By the way, later on in the show, I got a football question for you.
Oh.
All right. Has to do with the Buffalo-New England game and then the game between New England and Denver. I think that there was something going on.
Yeah, it's cold. That's the only common denominator I can see. It's cold.
All right. Well, let's go to Craig. Craig has a comment for us tonight. Craig, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being out there, sir.
Yeah, hey. I've been looking at Russia and Turkey. Russia is bringing in the Su-34 with air-to-air missiles. It's a bomber, just like the 24 kind of.
Yeah.
Much
bigger,
more advanced.
Bigger plane, yeah. Go ahead.
They're bringing in 150,000 ground troops into Syria. 7,000 troops are going to be heavily armed tanks and other things along the Turkey border.
Now, hold on. Where did you get this information?
Where did you get that?
I had not heard that.
I'm reading websites, man, and this is all accurate stuff. Russia is going to blockade entire sea. Turkey has blockaded the little opening to the Black Sea with its ships. Russia is basically isolating Turkey.
So you think that this is brewing into a much bigger thing that's going to be between Russia and Turkey, which, of course, Turkey being a member of NATO will bring the rest of Europe and us into this ultimately.
Right, but there's a way out for us on that.
How?
Apparently the president's son owns the trucking company that moves the ISIS oil, and he's actually selling it. And he's sold over $1 billion worth of ISIS black market oil over the past 6 months or a year.
Yeah, he's talking about President Erdogan's son. Yeah,
so,
we did know that was going on.
Right. So basically, Turkey shot down that Su-24. They shot him in the back for all practical purposes. And then somebody shot down the helicopter in Syria, over Syria. And
the rescue helicopter.
So that basically, because they're selling the oil, that basically should kick Turkey out of NATO.
Well,
or at least eliminate the five, whatever, clause five.
Yeah,
article, it should eliminate their protection from that.
Right. And what that article says is an attack on one NATO member is an attack on all NATO members.
Well, they can be sure that Obama's not going to put us in it. I can assure you that.
Yeah, this may be one area where Obama's cowardice might actually come in a little handy.
We will not be in that, I can tell you that.
Well, we'll definitely keep an eye on that. The president actually said the opposite today, with no surprise there.
He gave $500 million on Monday to the nice people who shot the pilot, the Russian pilot, in the parachute, to the moderate Muslims.
Right.
He gave $500 million to them on Monday.
Yeah, yeah. And he indicated today that he thinks that there will be a change in Russian policy.
I know. What audacity to believe that.
Well, this is a guy who told us that there's fish in the streets of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you, Craig. We appreciate the and keep us updated on that. Appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm not surprised. I would think that Russia will up the ante over there. I mean, they're not going to play the same game Obama has been playing. That doesn't suit their purposes.
Oh, I know, but I mean the number of 150,000 troops.
Well,
I haven't read that. I mean, he may be correct, but that gets a little frightening.
Well, indeed,
because
it does.
What are they going to do?
Well, that's it. What is and if you're Russia and you're thinking, okay, Obama's on a clock,
right?
He's and whoever replaces him, even if it's Hillary Clinton,
it's
not going to be as weak and as soft a touch
it's
as this guy.
Time to move.
You got it.
You got it.
All right, let's go to Sherry. Sherry, have you been fishing down in the streets of Miami?
Yeah. Listen, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you very much. We're glad to be back.
I suffered for four long days.
I am so sorry.
Sherry, you don't know about liquor?
Restrict my natural life.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, like I said yesterday, I was pretty good until Sunday morning. I started watching the Talking Head shows, and then I was blowing my stack.
Well, I hope you're not
depressed. All right, well, don't worry. We won't be doing that again for a while.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
I got a comment and a question for Mike, but before I want to make a comment about this buffoon president we got about South Florida.
Yeah.
With fish in the streets.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
No, I mean, I work down there, and listen, PBS has a great documentary on how they built that whole area on a swamp.
Yeah.
They're surrounded by water.
Right.
Okay, and Andrew, when it hit, I mean, it devastated the area. I mean, especially South Beach and Key Biscayne. You could go into people's homes, and they had 4 to 5 foot water lines in their homes.
Oh yeah,
home.
Yeah,
you know, and it's unbelievable.
Well, sure, I
met this one guy. He was a maintenance guy, and he found a 3.5 foot shark on the top of a 3-story building.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, yes.
Dead, rotting, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I think happened, though, Sherry, is what he left out the word. It was during a hurricane he saw fish in the streets. You know, he leaves out some simple thoughts and ideas that really give true definition to where, you know, is that unbelievable, fish in the street.
You know,
right.
I'm just a high school educated person, never went to college, but I got more sense than he does.
Oh, I know. Well, we're not sure he went. I still have not seen his degrees, and I mean that.
I still think he was born in Kenya because his grandmother said he was.
Well, I think you might be right on
Chris,
that.
Chris, she'll enjoy our vetting contest coming up very soon.
We're that's right. We got a new contest.
Pay attention to what's coming.
That we're going to be announcing the rules of here in a few moments. But this guy, he's a buffoon.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen. Yeah. Before
go, you had a question for Mike. Well, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, Mike, you know what? Walter Briggs, don't you?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. Did you hear the segment they had on Friday?
No.
With Jim Payne on West 2.
On Channel 2?
Local 2.
Well, this was about his wife's...
Yeah, she's got ALS.
Yep. Right. Very familiar with the whole... Believe me, we're very, very, very familiar with this whole issue.
A lot of listeners aren't, okay?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a case that, well, you know, if you want to explain it, but it's just a case that his wife has suffered from the disease he has taken upon himself.
ALS.
You're right, the LEADA campaign. And, you know, many, many groups and individuals have marched forward with Walter on this. And
okay. Maybe you can get him on the program, you know.
Because we can do that. We've actually had him on the program before.
Well, maybe I missed it that day or something.
And we'll get him on because.
His wife is so lovely. And she was diagnosed with ALS in 2012 or 2013.
Yep, I know the whole story from day one.
Yeah, Mike.
I know you do, hon, but a lot of people out here listening don't.
Now, we will. We'll get him on in the next few weeks.
She can't walk. She can't use her hands.
Yep.
Well, they'll both.
On her makeup.
Well, bless her heart. They'll both be there tomorrow night, I'm sure, because they've attended pretty consistently all of our events.
And unfortunately.
What I liked about him when he was interviewed by Jim Payne, he goes, you know, we don't have Medicare, we don't have Medicaid, and we don't have Obamacare.
Well, that's a plus. He's been hanging around me on that one.
Yeah, and this has been a trial for them, and bless their hearts, they are fighting.
We need to pray for her. We need to pray for her and him.
Yeah.
And because he made comments that, you know, that they raised money for a lot of years for other organizations, you know, charitable organizations. And nobody's coming around.
So
they had to start their own.
Yeah, and part of the problem is a lot of the money that's contributed to ALS goes toward the search for a cure, and hardly any goes to relieve the people who are suffering from it right now.
Yeah,
he had even gone down to Mexico for stem cells.
Right, he did, and that money was actually raised by a bunch of NFL players.
Yeah, to send them down there.
At a golf tournament.
You can get them on there and... And you have a thing, because, you know, I'm not online. I can't go online and donate to it. But if you can get a phone number or an address or something.
Well, we'll get him on, Sherry, for sure.
We'll
just count on it.
We'll talk to him about it tomorrow night.
Yep.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thanks.
Appreciate you being out there. While we're on the subject of football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I was watching the Buffalo-New England game.
Well, I wasn't. No, I did.
All right.
Now, as long as I could take it.
It's just my feeling that Buffalo got robbed. It was, I forget what the circumstances were, but it was toward the end of the game. If you remember, it was a real close game, and I believe Buffalo was driving or something, and there was a penalty call or a non-call that was obvious, or I forget how it went, but it was obvious to me that Buffalo got cheated. New England went on to win that game. Fast forward to, what was it, Sunday night?
Sunday. Denver.
Denver. Did the referees kind of make up for the lousy call that they made in Buffalo?
Because
they made some pretty lousy ones against New England.
That went the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, I pray that is not the case. I'm sure that is not the case. Always remember, at the end of every game, the head ref, they do a complete review, you know, of all calls. And they actually rank the referees all the time. And one of these nights, too, we'll have to get on Joe West, which is a little bit off the subject, but he is the head ref for Major League Baseball.
Head umpire.
Umpire.
Yeah.
And he lives here locally.
Does he?
And, you know, he can give you he's thrown out more managers than any other umpire in the history of pro baseball. He's a funny guy that I play golf with a lot. But it looks that way, I know. But also, the Player Association is watching this. I mean, if it became so egregious that, you know, somebody would step in. But human error is part of it, but I hope not much of it because there's too many people betting on these games.
Brady came out afterwards and said he thought it was one of the worst officiated games in his career. You could tell Belichick was just beside himself, and he's very rarely shows emotion on the sideline.
Right.
And it just dawned on me right away, but as I was thinking about it late, and they were both excellent games. I really enjoyed the games.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the Denver one went into overtime. And then I thought back, you know, doggone, Buffalo got robbed last week. I don't know. I got to ask Mike about
gate,
that.
You know. I'm afraid the Bills are like holding on by a string right now.
Yeah,
so,
well, I tell you what, their defense took care
plays
of New
great
England.
Football. Offense, we need some work, and unfortunately, the clock's ticking down.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know, we will see where we go.
All right. Well, I just wanted to clear that up and clear the air.
No, they don't trade back and forth. You know, were nailed here, and then we're going to pay you back here. No.
Now, that leaves Carolina as the only undefeated team.
Carolina is undefeated, and I'll tell you, the way they're playing, they absolutely look so superior to everybody, it's sort of scary. But again, to go undefeated, which is everybody's waiting to see if they can, and it's been countless years since the Dolphins,
72,
right?
Yeah.
I don't think they can make it, but I'll tell you this, right now it looks like they are going to make it. I mean, that's how strong they are, and their schedule is not prohibitive.
Through the regular season, they got, you know,
right? They got some soft touches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this could be the year. We'll see.
All right. Well, this could be the time we should take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you about
we got big news.
New contest.
Yo.
I think you're going to like this one, too. We'll be back.
Money, money.
Yonder he comes, swaggering, talking trash, doing everything, going up in the polls. That's our man, Donald Trump. We got some more poll news about him tonight, some other news as well. In the meantime, we've come up, or I should say Mike has come up with another contest. By the way, his is the genius behind these contests that we are doing here.
Honestly, I have to tell you something today. I turned on Bill Bennett early in the morning before I went to play tennis, like at 7 in the morning.
Yeah.
First time I've ever seen it done. They tried one of our contests. It was just about close.
What was it?
It was like, you know, you call in and give us this. I've never seen that done before.
All right.
Except the one channel, the American Adversaries.
That's BS.
But so, they also don't have the high quality intellects that we have sitting
right
out there in the audience.
And
so,
I bet they don't have as good a prize pool as we have, too.
No, they didn't even have a prize.
Well, look at there.
How about that?
How about
that? So we got those big pizzas. We got everything.
That's right. Once again, we'll be playing for gift cards from Cafe Positano's. Compliments of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz. He's put up the prize money for those gift cards. That's cool.
That's really great at Jerry. I like it, too. I think it.
This is how we survive. We help each other.
Jerry is a great guy, and I know that a lot of people downtown play tennis there or going to his place.
If you got a Mercedes-Benz, you don't need to go anywhere else. His is the place to go. And that's jerrysmb.com. And now,
Chris, I think
for Thursday, what are we going to do?
This is a very timely subject, and I think we really do need input from our listeners because I'm concerned what's going to happen in this vetting situation with the Syrians, because we do know, this is fact, 90% of all the Syrians are Muslims, and the other 10% are a mixture of religions. And but most of the FBI has said there's just no way, you know, you can tell what these people will do and what's going to happen if
James
they enter
Comey
the country.
Is at a loss.
So I'm going to ask our audience to help us. I'm going to give you a couple questions that I made up that'll give you a guideline.
Example.
Because this is important, because maybe the government will pick up our list.
Maybe.
And use it. Don't you think, Chris?
They might just do that.
Okay. Well, let's start with the first question.
All right.
And it's important our citizens contribute
now,
to this.
Now, this is what we're looking for,
this
folks.
This is what we're looking
questions
for.
Questions that
and assume that I'm questioning. Now
DHS.
Right.
You're
now,
with the DHS here.
Right. The Syrian I'll be talking to is Ahmed.
Ahmed,
as you should be aware, holidays have great meaning to the American people. Which holiday would you feel best represents your feelings? A, Christmas.
Yeah.
B, Easter. C, 9/11.
Oh, God.
Now, that gives you an idea because you can get an indication of the direction one might be thinking. Now, another question.
Especially if you got hooked up to a lie detector.
Yeah, just to try to help. You know, we got to
facilitate things.
And this has to be a fair question. I mean, we got to make sure we are vetting these people professionally.
We want to be compassionate. We have heard that they have to wait sometimes up to 18 months. Now, perhaps if we had the proper questions.
I know. We could eliminate that and we could save money. Now, my next question, and I think most people say this is pretty good.
Yeah, I thought the first one was pretty good.
Ahmed, marriage is an important sacrament to many Americans, but occasionally the marriage has some very difficult moments. What would you do to reduce these? A, beat your wife. B, stone her. C, call your Jewish lawyer. Now, but you can get a direction of the thought pattern because we're looking, and then we would have somebody like Dr. Ken Vihek analyze this.
Oh, yes.
And then come up with charts, and then I think we could cut down the error factor, don't you?
And the wait time.
So, you know, I think these are very important.
Indeed.
And then the third question.
This
is just
another one.
Yeah, because we need to get over 100 questions.
We need them.
We need help.
Yes, yes.
Ahmed. Employment is very important to our citizens.
Yeah.
Which field of business most interests you?
Okay.
A, munitions. B, airlines. C, the priesthood. Now, We need help. And it's a case okay. that we will, the lines will open up Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And Chris, I hope we can come up with 100 very important questions and make sure that
right.
we do what our president wants.
He needs help. He needs help bad.
I'd like to vet him. Let me tell you, it wouldn't be like this.
Right, we're going to need the audience's help. Oh, so now you know the contest for Thursday. What would be a question that you could suggest that the DHS would use to in order to help them with the vetting process?
And
right?
I think,
to be
yeah.
more
and
accurate and to cut down on the wait time.
Right. And
we want to be compassionate.
Americanism at its finest.
Absolutely.
We are showing the way. We are leaders in the industry.
All right. Speaking of leaders in the industry, Donald Trump still ahead, even in New Hampshire. These two polls from New Hampshire newspaper sources were actually conducted prior to the New Hampshire, and I forget the name of the newspaper, the big newspaper up there that came out endorsing Chris Christie. In these polls, he's not even in the top five. Trump tops them both out at one. He's at 22%. The other, he's at 23%. In one poll, Rubio follows him in second at 11. Cruz and Carson are tied at 10. In the other poll, it is Cruz who follows him. That's the 22, and then it's 11 for Rubio, 10 for Cruz, 10 for Carson. The other one is 23 for Trump, 13 for Cruz, 13 for Rubio, and I believe it was 10 for Carson. So Donald Trump is still riding high in the polls. The New York Post has now also found an article that they wrote that in some ways at least supports his account of thousands of Muslims celebrating in Jersey City the morning of 9/11.
New York Post?
The New York
Post.
They
supported him?
They produced an article that they had written back then.
Then that's...
saying
that's
that
great.
Exactly that these things were happening, the effect on Trump has been nil. If anything, once again, it just befuddles the people who are against him and empowers the people who are for him.
Did you see that there was a black individual on TV today, and sadly enough, his son also, get ready, was killed by an illegal immigrant. And, you know, they had him on, and, you know, obviously he's against, you know, immigration.
Yeah.
And he just talked about this guy had been another one that had all types of violations and crimes and everything. And sadly enough, his son was killed by mistake, I guess. He was supposed to have been shooting a gang member, and he shot his son. And, you know, we know what goes on. I still don't go over this myself when they talk, when Trump talked about rape and crime and all that. He was just referencing a small part of the population. Why do the left people always say, that's how you identify everybody? No.
Well,
I was describing the element that any society would want removed from that society.
And I think you just touched on something that neither the liberals are getting, nor even many of the establishment Republicans, guys like Karl Rove, guys like Michael Medved and others. And that is that with Trump, it's a different deal. You see, it's a whole different thing that's going on here. His appeal to the people, we understand what he is saying. They don't. Okay, he is communicating on a level that they can't figure out, but it's quite clear to the rest of us. We understand what the guy's saying. We understand that illegal immigration causes criminal elements to enter our country and commit crimes. It's not rocket science. Unfortunately, for some smart people, it seems hard for them to get it. Anyway, we'll be right back with a whole lot more. Please don't go away.
Conservative FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show, folks, or welcome to the show. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. And yes, indeed, we are again coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studio. Don't forget to get your copy of the book Mercury Free and get the best in mercury free dental care. Call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. I am Christopher Hart in the studio tonight with the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. Nick LoCicero is on the bridge, and you can be a part of the show too by calling us at 407-774-8255. Before we get started, though, we have an important bulletin that we have to issue here. It's to just specific members of the audience. You'll know who you are. Mike, please, if you would, the bulletin.
Okay. Now, this is very important. Say, if we have any local Islamic jihadist, I think it's important to listen to our next message. In your ISIS manual, check under virgin. If you commit jihad and die contrary to your ISIS manual, you will not, and this is very important, you will not get 72 virgins in heaven. Uh-oh. Not get.
Oh, no.
You will end up getting a 72-year-old woman who is a virgin. Please understand, difference between 72 and 1. Finally, and this is very
one
important.
Who is 72.
Right, you now might reconsider your plans. I mean, I'm glad somebody's made me aware of this. You know,
little typo in the old ISIS manual there, huh? Okay, all right, you jihadists out there,
just
listen
a mistake,
up.
And I think it's fair that we, you know, fairly let them know what's going on.
Yeah, all you jihadists out there. All right, we got a lot to talk about in the next hour of the show. We also got a contest coming up Thursday. We're gonna give you some samples of. You didn't catch them in the first hour. We spent a lot of time first hour talking about the dancing queen president of ours and how in particular he said that, listen, folks, now, if you don't believe in global warming, all you got to do, according to the president, is go down to Miami, where during high tide on a sunny day, you will witness street flooding and fish in the streets of Miami. Yes, sir. And this is why we must act, and we must act now. And this is why, you know, you can understand now why terrorists are being caused by, I mean, we're going to have terrorists from Miami. They're going to be so mad because they won't be able to drive their cars because the fish have taken over the streets.
Oh, imagine the accidents if you run into a whale.
Well,
or something like that.
I can just see people getting so mad that they go out and they make those guns you used to make that would shoot potatoes.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know, somewhat our president reminds me of Mr. Potato Head.
He's got
remember
the ears.
When we put the ears in? No, I'm serious. Remember we put the ears in, then we put like carrots as the eyes. Wow.
Here all along, I thought he was Gumby. No, yeah. He was Mr. Potato Head. That's right.
As I said earlier, I thought when I saw him this morning, I had to laugh. I said, he looked so Reagan-esque. I could see him going to Putin, tear down those smokestacks, or Bad Daddy, tear down your flowers. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, my God.
Who is this guy kidding that this is going to stop ISIS? And what? This guy is so far out. Wow.
All right. Well, we know where our audience is. We're talking about ISIS and global warming, and they want to talk about virgins.
Whoa.
What you started?
Wait. We ought to play that song, like a virgin, touch for the very first time.
Oh, your repertoire never ceases to amaze me.
I'm a swinging guy from South Jersey.
South Jersey.
Loves all the chicks.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Mike, you're up first. Thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, guys. Yeah, great minds think alike, or should I say great mics think alike.
Okay.
Because I wanted to, because, Mike, you are an authority on Islamist jihadism
without
and all that. Their other stuff.
I thought you were going to say he's an authority on virgins.
Well, you know.
Life has been rough.
You know, they're probably an authority on him. How many virgins does a female suicide bomber get?
Oh, boy. This could be a good one.
Well, we will have to consult with the authorities. That's one we'll have to ask Usama Dak Doc when he's on the show again.
Well, also, I'd like to say to all the jihadis out there, my brethren, you know, and I'm a Catholic, so we're close.
Yeah,
and,
okay, right.
The, you know, guys, forget about the virgins. One good American Christian hooker can beat 1,000 Islamic virgins. I'm just saying. And you don't have to train her. And she makes her own money.
So, Mike, you sound like you're living the clean life. I'm so proud of you.
I think, you know, if you bring a hooker to a party, all the other girls try harder.
Okay.
But one last thing. You know, the Black Lives Matter and the Syrian Student Union at Harvard, they were protesting, you know, white privilege and everything.
Right. Yeah.
And so Harvard beat them at their own game and said, look, this year we're going to have a whole month-long anal sex week. And they both could get behind that, and so they stopped their protest.
Okay.
But anyway, if you Google that, it's all true. I'm not making any of this up.
Okay, I appreciate it, Mike. I can see a question
for
the DHS.
Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Okay. I appreciate it. You guys had me laughing so hard.
All right. We appreciate it. I got a feeling you got some other people out there.
Yeah, I think you helped.
Let's go next to Chris. Chris, thank you for calling tonight.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
I would like to let you know I am somewhat of an authority on Islam, as ABC News is.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I just wanted to make a correction. It is not 72, it's not a 72-year-old woman, nor is it 72 virgins. It's actually 72 raisins they will be getting, according to David Wood and ABC's Deception of Islam. Google it. It's hysterical. 72 raisins, fellas. That's all you're getting.
Can't have much fun with that.
We thought we could discourage them just by going from 72 down to 1 and reverse
Thank
the number.
Right?
Hey, Chris.
Okay.
Chris, real quick. Have you heard us talking about the product Roxy Pacifics?
I have, and I've gotten some, and I love it, and I continue to buy it. It is awesome. So I can't get any free.
Chris,
we'll do something else for you. If you want to leave your email with Nick, we'll take care of you some other way. Okay.
That sounds great. Thanks again for the work you're doing.
Thank you for the call, and thank you for the education.
You're welcome.
A virgin.
We need to add that to the bulletin,
for
right?
For the very first time. That's Madonna.
You won't get 72 virgins. You won't even get a 72-year-old virgin. You'll just get 72 raisins.
I could say something now, but I won't say
Better not. Better not. Wait a few minutes till the break. All right. Mm. Thank you to Chris for the call. We appreciate it.
Boy, that was great, Chris.
Excellent.
And I didn't expect a woman to call in on that issue.
Well, why not?
I don't know why.
Well, they
why
are
would
authorities.
I not expect that? Yeah.
They are authorities on
they
it.
They know
now.
More about that than I would, you know?
Okay. All right. Yes, sirree. Where were we? Fishing the streets in Miami. That's right. That's where we were. All right. By the way, Mitch McConnell, and the president was asked about this at the press conference this morning. He was asked, Mitch McConnell has said that a future president can undo what Barack Obama is doing in Paris. And by the way, there will be no vote on anything that he comes back with, but that's not going to stop him, obviously, from doing what he can to implement whatever it is they agree to over there, just like the Iran deal. So I'm not, you know, in any way resting assured that just because Congress won't vote along with him, that he won't figure out some way to make the pain stick still.
But the problem, however, Chris, if money is transferred while he's in office, the money's gone.
What can you do about it? Right.
Well,
right. Yeah,
and of course, I don't think I'd let him off that easy.
He controls the executive branch of the government, so once, you know, they appropriate the money, he could actually take it from one department and give it to another. And what's this Congress going to do about it, right? Impeach him?
Nothing.
I don't think so, no. But what McConnell says on the surface of it is correct. But this is, once again, why I think we need to be very discerning and listen very carefully to these candidates as to who might actually reject what Obama has done. Yes, it's true that the next president can undo in terms of executive orders what Barack Obama has done. But which of the candidates has said emphatically that they would do that?
I can name one.
I can name two. Which would you name?
Well, obviously, Don Trump. He doesn't care what he says. And now the only thing about
Trump... Cruz was the other one.
Right. Cruz has to answer to his constituency. Right now, Trump does not have to. However, Trump is the most vocal for what I call obvious problems in the country. We know we don't want immigration. We know we don't want to bring in unvetted people.
Right.
We know, you know, the terrorists.
We want a better economy. Right.
We all get it. And that's why, like you said, Chris, it's month in and month out. He stays at the top. And the Beltway Bobs, they just don't get it. These people just talk to each other day in and day out, and they don't listen. Listen to the public. They're screaming at you.
Yeah.
But I'm glad they don't listen, because I don't think Hillary will listen, you know, because she is a pig-headed pig. You know what I mean? Or no, wait, I got that back. Or she's a pig that has a pig head.
Pig-headed pear. But, yeah, they are. They're arrogant, and they think that they know it all, and they're missing what Trump is doing is so fundamental and so basic that it's just going way over their heads or way under it, whichever way you want to look at it. Anyway, I'm looking at the clock. It says zero, so we'll take a break. When we come back, we've got more of this conversation and your phone calls as well if you choose to honor us with your call at 407-774-8255. We have some excellent ones already. So if you're out there, give us a call. Evil woman. Oh, no, it must be time to talk about Hillary Clinton. I know that virgin stuff didn't apply to her.
Like a virgin. Oh, I better keep quiet. Okay, now.
You and Madonna.
Chris, I did want to bring this up to you, and I think, you know, did you see in the news
that,
get ready, Hillary had sort of like a booze bash for women only, you know, women for Hillary?
Ooh.
And Elizabeth Warren did not show up?
No.
Every female senator that's Democratic
right.
made it to the party. But Elizabeth, probably she was smoking a joint and just never even figured out where the front door was.
You know what I mean?
But can you imagine, would you take those female Democratic women who obviously have no moral fiber at all to be a Democrat, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine seeing them at the party and then the Fox News women walk in? Yo, hello, Betty. You know, like, see you dogs later.
It just might be possible.
Could we put a party together like that?
It just might be possible that Elizabeth Warren is that 72-year-old virgin you were talking about.
Well, with that hairstyle, I would bet on that, too. I, what do you call that, a bee's nest or a...
Dutch boy.
Or Dairy Queen.
Dutch
or,
boy. Did you ever see the can of paint?
I thought it was like a Dairy Queen, you know, bee and a bye and a bow and a bop and Dairy Queen with the curl on top, you know?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you what.
Man, I'll tell you, but
conservative,
can you imagine
women,
that party?
Now that you mentioned it, we were noticing this at the summit. Now, maybe I shouldn't mention this, but now that I've already gone down this road, we've noticed this at the summit, that conservative women are by far
the most unhappy, I can tell you that. You know what I mean?
What's that?
They're the most unhappy. I mean, if you ever go to a party, I could talk to someone and go, that's a Republican woman, that's a Democrat, that's a Democrat. I'm telling you, it radiates in personality, even with men.
Oh, you
the
mean
happier people are Republicans.
Yeah, are conservative.
Republicans.
Yeah, okay.
See, I'm
so
going to call them conservative. I'm a conservative because I'm like an independent Republican.
You're right. Democratic women, you know, they tend to be surly.
You know, edgy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, like you go walking on thin ice all the time, right?
Well, maybe
that's never too comfortable of a feeling.
We could introduce them to, well, one of their new neighbors, Ahmed.
Yeah, Ahmed.
He'll be coming in the next half hour.
All right. The president, once again, was in Gay Paris today, promising to make our lives more miserable in the future.
Chris,
yeah,
you got to eliminate the first word, gay.
Uh-oh.
He was in Paris.
Oh.
Some people could be offended. I'm trying to help you out. Okay?
I hope so.
He was in Paris, okay?
I only hope they get a little offended out there. some people need to be offended. Meanwhile, things have been going on here in this country, in actually his hometown of Chi-Town, Chicago.
Right.
Today, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, fired the police commissioner, a fellow by the name of McCarthy, because of the shooting of Laquan McDonald, which went below the radar for over a year. And this was a tragic situation, and it looks like it very much was uncalled for. The police officers took down this kid. The first shot took him to the ground, and then one police officer who shot him continued to shoot him and killed him. And obviously a terrible, tragic situation. Very much what people who thought the Michael Brown situation in Ferguson, who thought what went on in Baltimore, New York, all of those situations weren't what happened in Chicago.
Right.
In Chicago, it really was a police officer who went way overboard, went way beyond the call of necessary force, and emptied his gun into the body of this 17-year-old kid. And we didn't hear anything about it. And the reason we didn't hear anything about it was because Democratic mayor running for re-election, Rahm Emanuel, didn't want it to come to light.
Plus, Chris, you got 400-plus murders in Chicago this year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I wonder, but there is one thing.
He didn't want it to be an election issue.
I know.
He didn't want that whole thing to be an election issue.
Why do you think Obama lied so much in 2012? Remember, like, a week or two before the economy, the unemployment rate dropped so sharply? Did anybody believe that?
Yeah, right, yeah.
I mean, these people just have no principle.
No, they don't. And today, of course, he uses this police commissioner as his scapegoat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll see, because there have been demands from Black Lives Matter, from Al Shakedown Sharpton, from, do I have her name here? She's an alderman, a black alderman for city of Chicago. She has also called for Mayor Rahm Emanuel to step down himself. Let's see. I thought I had her name. I'm sorry. I do not have her name. Oh, it is. Emma Mitz. Emma Mitz, an alderman from Chicago, has called for Rahm Emanuel himself, along with the prosecutor, the local prosecutor, to step down, because they were all in on what amounts to a cover-up of what is now being charged as a murder of this kid.
You know what, also, who should really step down in all seriousness? All the citizens in those ghetto areas that elected these people, they need to step down. They need to look themselves right in the mirror. Yes, you can go right up the ladder. It was a horrible, tragic incident, but you know what? Stop blaming others. Look in the mirror.
Yeah,
that's the problem in every single city. I'll blame someone else.
Well, I don't know if they have a recall provision in the city charter in Chicago, but if they do, the people who did vote for him and regret it now should be calling for a recall election.
That'd be fun, though, to see them all fight among each other.
It is.
It's a sad tragedy to cause this.
And it shows the hypocrisy of it.
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, they didn't care about the 17-year-old kid.
Oh,
right?
He's just a story.
And the police officer continued to be on the force, from my understanding.
Yeah.
He was just recently charged.
Mm-hmm.
This is, and then, of course, they're going to turn around and blame what happened in Colorado City out there, or not Colorado, it's Colorado Springs, on the likes of us.
Oh, I know.
Because of the rhetoric.
You talk about passing the buck. That made no sense.
On.
I'm trying to figure out, where did they come up with that logic?
Well, I guess you can't blame them for trying to divert attention, you know, to those who aren't responsible from those who are. But one reason why we're here is to make sure that they don't get away with that sort of nonsense. All right, so
Chris, I feel like a short poem. Can I read this?
Yeah.
It's taking us back to last week.
All right,
real quick.
All right.
The world is in want of a great person and leader. Both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton is neither. As our enemies begin to scream and yell, I hope Don Trump and Ted Cruz can save us from hell. See, you know, we have to go back to another poetry session, not this next contest, which is going to be
we'll
hot.
We'll do it again in the future.
But yeah, as we get down to
it, we got
it. Creativity is what our show's all about.
And we're going to put together a newsletter. If we get enough, we'll do what Kathy said and make a book out of it. All right. You folks are the greatest. We'll be back after this short break with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. And I've... Yeah, there you go. Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Real quick, Thursday we're going to do another contest. And we'll do these every Thursday right up through Christmas, and then it's going to be a regular part of the show. But this Thursday... contrary to the poem you heard before the break, is not going to be another poem contest. We'll do that again in the future. Mm-hmm. But this Thursday, we want to help out the DHS. You know, they came out with some new proposals this week having to do with people coming here that don't need a visa because they're coming from Europe. But also, we have this huge refugee problem. And we have heard that it can take up to 18 months for some of these folks to get vetted, and we want to, out of an act of compassion, we want to shorten that time length, and yet we want to be able to give the DHS some questions that will, you know, lead to more accuracy in weeding out the bad from the good.
Right. And I think, Chris, as we discussed earlier, 90% of these Syrian refugees are Muslim. The other 10% are various religions.
Yeah.
And as you know, it's hard to get acclimated, and it's also impossible to vet these people except for maybe us. We might be the salvation of this nation.
We got some smart people in the audience.
I'm counting also on our audience, and I think it's somebody has to be a leader. It's always that story, either lead or get out of the way. Well, we're going to lead. We're going to give you about three little questions, and then you tonight contemplate how you want to put your portfolio together. And you'll be, each person that calls in gets two questions. We'd like to get a vetting list of maybe 100 questions and then send them to Washington.
So you want everybody to come up with two questions?
Do you want to do three?
Let's do one.
One, okay.
Yeah, because I got to write these down now.
That's right, that's right. One question.
He wants one, yep.
And I think that could go on our American Adversary newsletter, too, if we put together, because I think this is big. This should go to Washington. But let me just start off with an example.
You're right. They need the help. You know? They definitely need the help.
Now, an example, this young man will be, an individual who is about 22, 25, and we're going to ask him some questions to see his relationship to how we operate in our country. Now, Ahmed, that's the name of the young man.
Ahmed.
Now, you may have heard of that name before. We have. As you should be aware, holidays have great meaning to Americans. Which holiday would you feel best represents your feelings? A, Christmas. B, Easter. C, 9/11.
Oh, God.
Now, you know, it's important that, you know, you got to fit into our society. We're not fitting into the Syrian society.
Yes, that's right.
Now, question number two. Ahmed. Marriage is the most important sacrament to many Americans, but occasionally the marriage has some very difficult moments. What would you do to resolve this? A, beat your wife. B, stone her. C, call your Jewish lawyer. Now, you know, he has to know which way to go.
And we have to preface this by telling old Ahmed that there is no wrong answer.
Right. We're trying to get a profile.
Yeah.
We want a profile to protect America.
Yes, sir.
And now number three, and I can see thousands of questions being formulated. Ahmed, employment is very important, you know, to our citizens.
I can see a few other things being formed.
Which field of business most incorporates your skills?
Yes.
A, munitions. B, airlines. C, the priesthood.
I'm surprised you didn't have clockmaking in there.
Well, no, Chris, this is very, you're not, you think this is a joke. This is the Make America Safer. So that's what I'm counting on from our listeners. So Thursday night, phones open up, and You know, and you can title, it doesn't have to be Ahmed. You can use your own name.
Yeah, well,
you
we just don't even really need a name.
Yeah,
just
we
a
don't
question.
Need a name. We need the questions. It's so important to the administration.
Now, do they have to be multiple choice?
No, if they have a different style, because, you know, like
maybe
in many
yes or no.
You know, yes, no, in many type of tests. Or how about this? Strongly agree, agree.
That's a good one. Yeah, really.
You know, I mean, they're going to be able, maybe they'll, because there could be different sections to this test to draw
absolutely.
Up the profile.
Yes.
You know, so then no maybe doubt. We'll have Dr. Ken evaluate it psychologically when we get done all our questions. And probably, Chris, you and myself will be put away.
I was going to say, we might be the ones who need the evaluation. All right, let's go to Al. Al is on the line tonight. Thanks for calling, Al.
Yeah, first off, I wanted to say that the contest that Mike came up with, it's pretty creative and funny, although it's sick. But
how can you say this is sick? We're trying to
trying to help.
We're
man.
Trying to get a profile.
All right, go ahead, Al.
Anyway, the reason I called is because if there was no video, you guys, along with all the other talking heads and every Republican out there, would be defending the cops. And it happens over and over and over again.
Well, you know, I understand why you say that. And I know there's nothing I could say to convince you otherwise. And to be honest with you, I don't know if maybe you would be right. And it goes to the point that we say around here a lot, and that is that perception is reality. We all have our perceptions of the world, and that is our reality. And sometimes it comports with reality, sometimes it doesn't. But in this case, we do have the video. And as a matter of fact, I believe there was another video that was from a KFC or something like that, that also caught part of the action here. And now let me also say this, having said that, we have never, ever said on this show that all police are perfect and all of their reactions are the perfect reaction for the situation. We've always said they're human beings and you have to understand their job and what they are up against every day and what kind of mindset that they are working from. And so we've tried to be fair. We've tried to be factual as much as possible, and it started when we first went on the afternoon hours. I don't know if you knew, Al, but we started out on Sunday nights, and in March a couple of years ago, almost 4 years ago now, we started. I'm sorry.
I was actually one of the first callers.
Yeah, and if you remember, one of the first topics that came up during those first few weeks was the Trayvon Martin situation. And when Lair first came in here wanting to talk about that, I said no. And he said, why not? I said, because we don't know any facts. I said, when we find out some facts, then we'll talk about it.
But Chris,
and
facts
so
aren't important to many people.
Well, to us, they are.
Okay.
And so that's why we didn't talk about that for about a week until I got enough facts, and we got enough facts under our belts, and then we started talking about it. So, Al, I can't say, no, you're wrong. But I can say this, we try to be better than that here. And I think that's why you listen to the show, because you appreciate that. So I'll just have to leave it at that.
Al, I'm looking forward to some of your questions.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to hear the liberal side of how you're going to vet them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right, Al.
Thanks, Al.
I look forward to it.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being out there. I really do appreciate you. And I can't sit here and say no, you know, because without video evidence, all you have is forensic evidence to go on. However, in this case, you know, shooting a guy 16 times, I think I'd have had a hard time, you know, justifying
no,
that.
No, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
but remember, from small acorns, oak trees grow.
Yeah.
How did this whole thing actually get started in the very beginning, like it has in every single one of these incidents? A crime was either attempted or a crime was what? Committed.
Yeah.
Where is the origination of this?
Yeah.
I know where it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe we got to look backwards instead of.
Yeah. And certainly Laquan McDonald is at least in part responsible. Not You know, no, he shouldn't have been killed.
Right.
But he put himself himself because of his drug use and putting himself in that situation. It's like playing with fire. Sometimes when you play with fire, you're going to get burned, and you're going to get burned real bad. And that's why you shouldn't play with fire. And it's a tragic situation for everybody involved. Having said all that, it appears as though this particular police officer was out of hand. And certainly the Chicago Police Department, and once again, how many shootings did they have just last weekend over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend? I think 18 people were killed, right, and something like 82 were shot. And the police have to go out and deal with this every day?
Chris, it's like 400. It's unbelievable numbers, like 476. You know, they're really running strong up in Chicago. And, I mean, the reality of it is, obviously, the people that they've been put into political positions year in and year out are all the same. And when do the citizens stop blaming outsiders, Republicans, go to the heart of it? It's also you, the citizen, that's responsible. Yeah. Oh, I can't blame myself. I can't look in the mirror. Well, boy, it's time maybe they distribute a lot of mirrors out in Chicago.
Well, you just said that one of the keys is we keep putting the same idiots in.
Same morons day in and day out.
And I think, once again, that's why the Trumpster and Carson and Cruz are benefiting from that that feeling in the country. All right, we got Diane on the line right now, wants to talk about Chicago. Diane, thank you for being out there tonight.
Hey, you guys.
Howdy.
The Warriors is my favorite movie.
Oh, don't you love that movie? I tell you, I caught it just the other day, and I hadn't seen it for a long time, and I just love the way she calls them the Warriors.
The Warriors and come out to play.
That's right, come out to play.
Wow.
And you never see her full face. You just see the shot of the microphone and her, like, nose and lips as she's talking into it. It's cool.
Whoa.
Anyway, go ahead, Diane. Thanks.
What I don't understand is how the family let this slide for a year.
That thought occurred to me, too. Now, the fact that they got, what was it, $4 or $5 million probably helped them keep a little bit silent. But that thought had occurred to me. There's just a whole lot of hypocrisy going on
here. I wonder
here.
If that's more than a thought. I wonder if that was part of the deal.
I believe it was.
I would like to see an interview with the family and ask, were you people told to keep quiet?
And this
I hadn't heard that they got any money. I knew the one in Baltimore did.
Yeah, he got money.
Yeah, no, this is why Shakedown Sharpton's so mad, okay? Because he didn't get in.
He didn't get a cut.
Right.
I want a 20% commission.
Shakedown is mad, and this older lady also, what did I say her name was? Emma Mitz. They're mad because the mayor and the city paid out, it was either $4 or $5 million to the family in order to keep this thing quiet. And, you know, that's if you're really going to be concerned about Black Lives Mattering and all that stuff, you don't buy off silence in a case like this, especially for a white mayor. Okay? So, hey, it is very troubling that this happened. But it is, in a different sense, interesting to see these liberals going after one another. Wouldn't it be great if they try to impeach him? I'd love to see it.
We could go up there as agitators and tell Diane to go up and help.
I'm in.
You know, carry signs around the mayor's office. You're a bum. You're a loser. You're the.
I tell you what, she'd be leading that mayor around by his
nose. Oh, I can see that. Wow. We may have big opportunity coming up, Chris.
All right. Hey, great.
Hey, and Carl's letter was awesome in the adversaries.
Oh, yeah. Carl's, on Ted Cruz. He wrote a great article. It's in our latest newsletter. If you haven't gotten it yet, they're going out today. It is. It's a great article about Ted Cruz and his position on immigration.
Yeah.
And Carl did get up close and ask him a question. Pardon me, not at the summit, because Ted Cruz didn't give a conference at the summit, but it was at the rally at the Faith Assembly of God Church on east side of town. And Cruz is a sleeper. He's
Chris, I believe this after the April 15th. Yeah. I believe he's going to make another move.
Well,
we'll see.
He's obviously the Trump and Cruz pair. Now, I'm not saying they're together, but those two have really got the establishment in a tizzy, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Oh, it's great.
Hey, Diane, God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
We got to play the song Chicago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
we'll
should.
Do that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll have
okay,
to.
Okay, we
yeah,
got yeah. tomorrow. We got Chicago, and when the other song,
Madonna Feels Like a Virgin, or whatever
yeah.
that is.
And Poetry in Motion. We can start off with all these songs.
Hey, we got some great bump music. You will not find better bump music. I swear to God.
I know.
All right, let's go to. Well, I tell you what. Let's take a break, and then when we come back, Bill will take your phone call. So please stay with us. You are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, and you heard Diane mention our American Adversaries Intel Brief, a newsletter. If you would like to be on the list to get one of those, all you have to do is be a member of the American Adversaries Army, and you can join us by going to our website, AmericanAdversariesRadio.com. Head over to the recruiting office and sign up right there. You'll be glad you did, and we'll be glad you did, too. Welcome back to the show, folks. Little China girl. Did you hear the news? The IMF has added the Chinese yuan to their elite list of reserve currencies.
How about the Puerto Rican dollar?
Oh, boy.
Oh, do you see what happened? I don't know if they turned over by four today. They were
supposed to make a $355 million payment.
And it's bankrupt city. And do you know that? I didn't even realize this, how pathetically. Now, here's an example of another democratic haven. You know 45% of the people who live in Puerto Rico are on poverty level?
I'm not surprised.
You can see, isn't it so obvious? You go to every city in the country that's a massive disaster, and who runs it?
Democrats.
Right. Who runs Puerto Rico?
Democrats.
Right.
All right, let's go
boy.
To Bill. Bill's on the line. Bill, thank you for holding during that break. We appreciate it. Bill, thanks for being out there. Are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, go ahead, sir. We appreciate you being there.
I was going to give you some information. You were querying why the family stayed silent and didn't go to the press.
Yes.
The reason that the family of the 17-year-old that was shot 16 times, supposedly in Chicago, was a ward of the state. An early report in, I think it was the Fox, one of the Fox blogs, he was taken away from the mother at a very young age, I want to say 3 to 6, was in and out of foster care and was a ward of the state. The father was, location was unknown, and the mother is petitioning to try and get back some other children that were taken away from her.
Hey, well, who got the $5 million?
That would be the mother, because there was no lawsuit filed.
Right.
That was a settlement with the family. There would have been an issue since she did not have custody of the child at the time. He was a ward of the state, so the rightful person who should have gotten it would have been the state of Illinois.
Right. They should, okay, give the money to the state itself. But nonetheless, doesn't that still say that they were perhaps trying to buy her silence?
That's exactly what it's saying.
Yeah.
And that if she wanted to engage in prolonged litigation, then go ahead and blab. Otherwise, this is a settlement to get you gone.
Right. And evidently, none of this would have come to light had it not been for a judge ordering the videotape to be released.
Which is something that really rankles. How does anyone, and not just the police officer, but you're constantly seeing the press invading the provinces of the jury, because everything is released to the press as soon as it comes in. There was an interview that was released the other day on the defendant over in, I think it's Brevard, that killed her father and her young daughter.
Right.
And as soon as it became available, they've now tainted the jury pool, same thing that they've done in Chicago. Why the judge felt that it was necessary to release the dash cam video defies logic.
Yeah, especially right when they were simultaneously indicting the guy. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, some real shenanigans going on up there in Chi-Town, isn't there?
Chi-Town and elsewhere.
Yeah, you got that right. Hey, Bill, excellent call. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for being out there. Hey, have we gotten you a bottle of Roxy Pacifics yet?
Yeah, I have. I've gotten it once before. Really good.
All right, great. I'm glad to hear that. And so are the Roxys. That's why they're doing it. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate you for being out there. Thanks so much. And it does begin now to make more sense as he described the situation up there. By the way, you heard me mention a couple of times tonight, Roxy Pacifics. You know, of course, this is the gift-giving season. We have Hanukkah and Christmas coming up. And I tell you what, you'll find no better gift to give to that person in your family who is who has diabetes or who has a chronic skin condition or just someone who's like me and is sort of accident prone and tends to nick themselves up quite regularly. You know, my little friend, little buddy of mine, Joey, this morning, just turned 4 years old, he had a little ding on his foot, and Grandma and Uncle put Roxy Pacifics on it a couple of times today, and oh, he was telling me how it feels so much better. And it's great stuff. It's all natural, kelp-based solution, and you can use it on children, you can use it on adults, you can use it on infants, you can use it on your pets, and you can use it anywhere you can spray it in or on your body. It is that good, it is that safe, and you can get it at skinfix.us. If you get a bottle between now and Christmas, it'll be free shipping. If you get a 32-ounce bottle, they'll throw in a 1-ounce bottle for free. That way you have some for the home and some for the car or office. You really need some of this stuff. It is great, and it works. And if you have perfect skin, it will help keep it perfect. All right. We just have a couple more minutes here. You know, hurricane season just ended the other day.
I know.
And for the first time, I think this has happened before, but it hadn't happened for a long time. No hurricanes hit Florida for 10 years.
Now, remember how many were predicted year in and year out, by the environmentalists, scientists.
I remember when Charlie came through Central Florida here and the two after it, why, that was going to be the norm.
Right.
That was going to be the way it was from now on.
Right.
As a matter of fact, bless their hearts, I had a couple who lived across the street from me, and he was in the hospital that night. She was home alone, so two of the neighbors went over to stay with her, and they witnessed my magnolia tree get blown over in my front yard, thank God, away from the house. Otherwise, it would have really done some damage.
Do you remember?
She got so freaked out, she made the man sell the house, and they moved to Tennessee because of all the storms that were going to hit here.
Oh, really?
Bless her heart.
Bad sale.
Yep.
I remember that,
Chris. I will say
this,
though. They sold at the top of the market.
One time I was down the Caymans the week that there was probably the worst cane they ever had in like 50 years.
Yeah.
And I was having a little trouble getting the plane out, right? And the problem with the Cayman Islands, it's so flat that the water from each side can meet.
Right.
Nice.
Oh,
and what actually happened, it did
like
meet in certain areas and other areas. It didn't, but boy, they took the worst beating they ever took in 50 years, and you do not want to be in a place like that if a hurricane's traveling through.
Yeah.
So,
you'd think that with a light hurricane season like we've had, and especially for a few years, everyone would be happy. But in fact, there are some people who are mad.
No.
And Mike, tell us.
Well, you know, a black congresswoman, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Old Sheila.
We all know who she is from Houston.
Yeah. Old Sheila.
Reportedly has complained that the names of hurricanes, get ready, are all Caucasian-sounding names. Isn't that a shame? She would prefer some names to reflect African-American culture, such as Shamiqua, Tanisha, Woshia, Shaquille, and Jamal. Now, I am not making this up. She would like the weather report to be broadcast in language that street people can understand, because one of the problems that happened in New Orleans was that black people couldn't understand the seriousness of the situation.
Oh.
Well, I think if I were being told that the wind was coming at 140 miles per hour, I could figure it out, no matter what my education, no matter what color I was or anything else.
So
I guess in the future, we're going to have to – that could be a contest, upcoming contest, Chris.
Oh, my God.
We're on our way.
That's all that
you know? We'll name them, and we'll name them under Arab. Name them under – oh, we got a big one in the future.
We can do the gangster names Hurricane Ice-T.
Oh, yeah. Sheila, if you're listening, you know, for once I appreciate you, but everything else I don't.
Thanks for the idea, right?
Yeah, you've had nothing to contribute to society, I can tell you that. Was that the worst? That was just the worst.
But all right, so definitely.
PC.
Yeah, there you go. Definitely you want to tune into the show tomorrow night. We'll have Colonel McKnight, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, along with Mike. We'll be doing the first hour, and then the Life of Folks will come in and sit with me during the second hour while you guys head over to get the meeting started.
We've got a meeting,
and then I will join you for the meeting afterwards. And then Thursday, we're going to do our question for the DHS contest.
I am fired up for this.
We need these questions to help the DHS vet all
and
these
I hope
refugees.
They're taking this serious because you know this. Could be life and death in this country if we got to make sure the right people come through the door, as Don Trump says.
And if that's right, and if these are good questions, where we could even give them to Canada, they're going to let in 25,000.
They would appreciate our work, Chris.
Yeah, they've announced they're going to let in 25,000 refugees.
They need our help. This is very
important. By February, so we got to get on this.
Okay, I'm excited. I can't wait.
All right. Once again, folks, you have been listening to the American Adversaries. We appreciate you ever so much. Great calls again tonight, as always. And please do tune in and tell all your friends and family about us. And we'll see you tomorrow. Night, everybody.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs.